So we'll say just a short idea. So in Parshas Noach, we know that Noach already begins with an incredible tension in general, just about a general tension in general, just about the nature of Noach, right? And really, it all focuses on the pasuk that says that Noach was an ish tzaddik tamim ayah b'dorosav. So, of course, the fundamental machlokis in Rashi, what does it mean in his generation? So it means maybe he's just a relative righteous person, namely who lived in such an evil generation, so he was righteous compared to all of them. But had he lived, the Gemara says, the Rashi says, in the door of Avram Avinu, he would have never been righteous. On the other hand, others say, no, if he was righteous in a generation like his, halachas kama v'kama, how righteous he could have been had he lived with righteous people as well. But you see that, so again, it always bothered me in general, whenever the Torah calls someone righteous, the Torah doesn't use those words just with anyone. So if the Torah is calling Noach a tzaddik and calling him a tamim, so it always bothered me that somehow there'd be like an other side to that coin. What do you mean? The Torah is not calling me tzaddik and tamim, because he's calling Noach, why do you have to look for something negative in it? And there's another place where this happens as well. The Torah says that Noach entered into the Teva mipnei mehamabul. Mipnei mehamabul, because of the waters of the Mabul. So here again, Rashi HaKadosh says, what is mipnei mehamabul? So Rashi says, quote, Rashi says, af Noach miktani emunahaya. Noach was deficient in his faith. He was small in his faith. Why? Because he only entered into the Mabul, he only entered into the Teva when? When Mamish, and it started raining, meaning that he's waiting outside, thinking that, all right, oh, God said I'd build the Teva. I know I spent the last 120 years, you know, but it takes everybody a while, like, to clean out the garage, get everything out, you know, so fine. But you know what? I don't really know if this is going to happen. When does he enter into the Teva? Only Mamish, when it begins to rain, he has no choice but to seek out shelter. So asks the Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzhak Berditchev, he says, Ach nedaktik beferish Rashiza. Now you have to understand, Rabbi Yitzhak Berditchev was the ultimate Oyev Yisrael. He loved every single Jew. He loved that. This was his midah avas Yisrael. He couldn't see, and even in the greatest rush, he saw something good. So the Rebbe, you can imagine, is so bothered by this idea that Chazal are going to say Af Noach miktani emunahaya, that Noach was small in faith. How can you say that about Noach? Heich yochol iyos ze ki akasuv meid alav Noach ish tzaddik. How can you say about the man who the Torah itself says that he's a tzaddik and he's a tamim, how can you say that he's miktani amuna? How can you say that he's deficient in faith? And then the Rebbe asks another question. Va'od kasha, lama lo haya mispalel Noach levatel hagzera? Why did Noach never daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mevatel the gzera? Right? Why didn't he daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to try to stop him from destroying the world? Right? Next week's parasha, we see Avraham Avinu davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it's about Sodom, or in 2 weeks we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Avraham Avinu intervenes even for the people of Sodom, they were Rishon. Why doesn't Noach ever go ahead and daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go ahead and change things around? So listen to this. Says the Rebbe something amazing. He says, the Rebbe says, there are two different types of tzaddikim. Yesh tzaddik she'ovid abori, ve'in lo chishek rak lios ovid abori, umamin she'yesh lo koach bel yorom lahanig ha'alom es kiritzono. V'yesh, I'm just going to read to you this. V'yesh tzaddik she'ovid ha'kodesh baruch hu, v'hu shofel be'ini atzmo ma'od, v'choshev v'libo mi ani she'espalel levatel ha'gzera, lachin ino mispalel levatel. So says the Rebbe something amazing. There are two different types of tzaddikim. There are some tzaddikim, we're going to go in reverse, some tzaddikim who feel that they have the ability to change the world. They have the ability to change the world. That I can have an impact, I can do something. That kind of tying into what we saw in Mishnah on the Kadosh Baruch Hu has given me certain kochos. Why? Because I'm the custodian of those kochos and I can affect change. I can do things. And there are other tzaddikim that do their best to go ahead and be righteous and live good lives. But who am I? Who am I? I'm one little speck in this universal spectrum. What can I possibly do to affect change? And says the Rebbe something amazing. He says, Noach, unfortunately, fell into the second category. Noach was an exceptionally righteous individual, but what? He didn't have faith in himself to affect change. He didn't believe that he could actually do anything to stem the tide. He didn't feel that he could do anything to actually change anything in his world. And says the Rebbe, you want to know why Noach never davened on behalf of the people of his generation? It's simply because he felt that he was unworthy. Simply because he felt that he could never do anything to ever. The Ribbono Shel Olam said, do this. The Ribbono Shel Olam said, I'm going to go ahead and destroy the world. God is God. Who am I? I'm just little Noach. I can't do anything. Noach, the Ribbono Shel Olam is making the Teva take 120 years. The same God that went ahead and created the world just with Asar Ma'amaros could have just made, boom, let there be, Vayhi Teva, right? Let there be a Teva, and there's a Teva. The Ribbono Shel Olam protracts it out to get the people to do tshuva, to show you that you could go ahead and daven on their behalf. Also, remember, why does Noach never go out to the people and try to get them to do tshuva? Why? Because he doesn't believe in his ability to affect change. Get ready for this. Says the Rebbe, V'noach hagam shaya tzadik v'tamim, haya katav be'inov ma'ot. Noach was very small in his own eyes. He lacked proper self-esteem. He did not think that he had the ability to go ahead and affect change. Listen to the Rebbe's words. V'lo haya lo emuna be'atzmo, shehu tzadik moshel v'yachol levatel hagzera. So tragic. He never realized that he had the power. He had the power to be mevatel gzeira. He had the power to change things around. He had the power to negate the divine decree. Adrabba, hayachashuv be'inov kishar hadar. He thought that he was no better than anyone else. Vayachoshev imani eheya nitzol b'teva ve'in anit tzadik yosef mishar hadar. If I'm going to be saved, then Noach automatically assumed that what? That what? Others will be saved as well. Therefore, he never davened for them. He never thought that he was any better than them. He never recognized the koach that he had. And listen to this. Says Rashi something so amazing, says the Rebbe, and it's such a tragic Rashi. Rashi's not chas v'shalom saying Noach miktani emuna, that Noach did not have faith in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Miktani emuna means he lacked faith in himself. Wrote Salomar, Noach haya katan be'enav be'emuna shu tzadik tamim. Noach lacked faith in himself that he was a truly righteous person. Sheyachol levatel hagzera, shelo haya chashuv be'enei atzmo klum. He felt like a nothing in his own eyes. It says the Rebbe, do you know why Noach waited outside the Teva? Do you know why he sat outside the Teva? Do you know why? Not because that's within HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he was waiting for the other people to come. Because he assumed, if I'm being saved and I'm a nothing, then there's got to be other people who are going to be saved as well. And that's what Rashi means. Af Noach miktani emuna hayanar chas v'shalom in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But tragically and unfortunately again, in himself. And I will say, this is the incredible yisod that the Torah is teaching us. And that's what it means when there's a discussion about the relative righteousness of Noach and the comparison to Avraham Avinu. Because you know what was amazing about Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu believed in himself. Avraham Avinu believed that he could affect change, and he did affect change. Avraham Avinu did great things because he realized that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me here and gave me co-hosts, there are things that I could do, things that I could accomplish. The tragic downfall of Noach was not a lack in his faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather a lack in the faith in himself. Af Noach miktani emunah. And I will say, this is unfortunately the mistake that so many of us make in life as well. There's so much for us to accomplish. There's so much for us to do. But you know, unfortunately, and this happens in greater society as well, people walk around almost with like a victim-like mentality. That you know what? These are my circumstances, they've been visited upon me, and I don't have any ability to be able to change them. It's pashut not true. Yes, are there realities in life that we can change? Absolutely there are realities in life. But don't live your life just sitting back and saying, oh, this one wronged me, and therefore my life is like this. This one did this, and therefore my life is like this. I'm a nothing, I can't change anything. It's not true. So many of us sit outside of the teva of opportunity, thinking that we can't do anything, thinking that we can't affect change, thinking that we can't make ourselves into something great. We walk around life, miktani emuna, with a lack of belief in ourselves. And as a result of that, we miss out on so many opportunities for ourselves, and so many opportunities to impact positively the world and the lives of those around us. Halavai we should be zochin, the merit of learning this beautiful holy Torah of the Rebbe, that we should be zochin, miratz Hashem, to never live life standing outside of the Teva, to never wait for life simply to act upon us, but we should find the courage to realize we can be agents of change. We can be agents of change in our families. We can be agents of change in our community. We can be agents of change in our people. We can be agents of change in our world. Halavai we should be zochin, miratz Hashem, in this parsha, where we're introduced to two great personalities. We have a Noach and an Avram. The Ribono Shel Olam is saying, make a choice. You're going to live life outside the Teva, you're going to live life in the Teva. You're going to be the kind of person that thinks you're nothing, or the person who realizes that you're a great something. Halavai we should be zochem, Mirtz Hashem, to on one hand, you have to feel the pain and the missed opportunity of a Noach, but find the courage in Mirtz Hashem to never live life miktani emuna, never live life lacking faith in ourselves, rather recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us here because he has confidence that we could do something great.
He was Yerush that to...